No doubt you recognise that one. That was Petula Clark and Downtown.
Good morning, listeners, through Albany's Community Radio, 100.9 FM. In a moment, I want to introduce to you a person who is a great singer with many talents. She sings in English, French, German, Spanish. She sold over 70 million records in her career. She's starred in films and television. You can pick her up on YouTube and see what she's been up to over time. She's been a name through many generations. And she's been entertaining since the 1940s, and she still continues right up until now. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing her in Albany here on the 1st of April. So welcome and good morning to Petula Clark.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Glad you got hold of you at last.
You forgot one language, incidentally, Italian.
I picked up on the fact that you said you wanted to learn Italian.
Yes, I would love to learn Italian, but I've made many records in Italian. I did it phonetically, and little by little I started picking it up, but I think I need to spend a bit more time in Italy, which is a good enough reason, isn't it?
Well, that's a good enough excuse to go to Italy. Well, you've never been to Albany, in my memory, anyhow.
I don't think I have.
No. Just when you get here, don't call it Albany like you might do back in the UK.
Thank you very much for that advice.
We say Albany.
I'm in a place here called Dobbo, and they got a laugh last night when I said how happy I was to be in Dobbo. I'm not quite sure.
And you never call Wagga Wagga Wagga. You can get lost in some of the names in Australia.
They're lovely.
Look, we will be glad to see you here on the 1st of April. You know, I've been in the broadcasting industry for nearly 50 years, and I've been playing your songs for 50 years, so you can imagine the buzz that I'm having being able to actually talk to you, and look forward to seeing you on the 1st of April.
Well, thank you for all your support over all the years.
I remember back in the 60s, one of the managers coming into the studio, and he said, sit around, boys. This song's going to be a hit. And he pulled out one of your 45s, and I'm not sure which one it was, Sign of the Times or whatever, was in the 60s, and, of course, it was a hit. Mm-hmm. And we here at Albany Community Radio play a lot of your tracks, and we've been pumping madly trying to get people to go down, and I can tell you, I think with fairly good confidence, that you'll have pretty much a sellout down here in Albany.
Oh, I hope so, yes.
What can we expect?
Well, what can you expect? Well, I mean, obviously, I will be singing all those great songs. Sign of the Times, Downtown, I Know a Place, Don't Sleep in the Subway, My Love, Couldn't Live Without Your Love. I mean, it's a long list. But I will also be doing one or two new songs that I've written. I'm going to be doing a little Gershwin at the piano. I'm going to...
You play too?
Yes.
Another talent.
Cole Porter. And doing a bit of poetry, doing something from Sunset Boulevard, the show that I did in London and all over America. Something from Finian's Rainbow, the movie I was in with Fred Astaire. Just doing my stuff, really. And, I think people will be coming to hear me sing those songs that you just mentioned, all the big hits. But I think they leave remembering the other stuff. So that's what's nice. They leave knowing me a little bit better.
Well, that's good. I got onto YouTube and found you with the Saw Doctors.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. They're a great Irish band, and I have to say, I had not heard of them. And I was in London, and they contacted me because they were going to record Downtown, because they've been doing it in their show for some time, and with big success. And they decided to record it, and they took a chance and called me and said, would you like to come along and join us? And I said, sure. So I went into the studio with them, and I sing along with them on Downtown. It's great fun.
And that was only last year? It was a recent...
I think it was this year, actually.
Oh, well, that's good. So you're up there still. I notice you've got a French new release coming up soon.
Yes, that's a CD I've been working on for quite a while, and that was a very interesting thing to do. You know, I speak French, and I've had a big career in France, and this is my first studio album for a long, long time. So it was interesting, and then when I go back from Australia, I start on a new English CD Which should be really interesting, a different kind of thing for me. I'm quite looking forward to it.
So that'll be all brand new releases?
Mostly new songs, yes. And interesting, working with people I've never worked with before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Having to look around and find out information about you, of course that's what we have to do, be sound like we're intelligent and so forth, but I was quite... shows my lack of knowledge of you. I was quite surprised when I found songs like The Little Shoemaker, which I thought it was just the Gaylords ever sang that. And suddenly there's a valley. Those old songs that I remember as a kid. And there you were singing them. I thought, oh, isn't that marvellous?
Well, they were lovely songs. You know, I guess I was an adolescent when I was singing those.
Yeah.
Suddenly There's a Valley, I think actually was a French song. It was originally sung by Edith Piaf.
Oh.
And Little Shoemaker was a French song, funnily enough.
Oh, well, they're beautiful old songs.
Yeah, they're lovely, great. They're, but I don't do them in my show. I'm
oh, yeah.
I don't go back quite that far.
But we get so focused, we just see Downtown Sign of the Times and forget that there's a whole breadth of stuff that that is different, and you're talking about new stuff. That's good. What have you seen change in the industry? I mean, to say you've been around in the industry for quite a few decades, what would you see are the major changes?
Well, you know, what have been the changes in the world? You know, I mean, the world has changed enormously, and show business has changed along with it, and that's the way it should be. It is very different. You know, for instance, when I was recording with Tony Hatch and all those great hit songs, we would go into the studio with about 30 or 40 musicians and sing live. At least I was singing live. Now, you know, this CD that I just made in France, I saw maybe two or three musicians who would come in from time to time. It's all done digitally and you know...
Mixed in later.
Yeah, it's a very technical process now. And I'm not going to say that it's easy. In fact, I find it a lot harder. But it's a technique that you have to learn.
Yes, that's what I remember... hearing stories of Frank Sinatra going in with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and they used to have to do takes and takes and takes again and so forth. But these days it's a lot, as you say, a lot more technical and doesn't involve so many people at the one time.
Well, they can fool around with it a lot too.
Yeah.
They do all kinds of technical tricks and things which can be quite fun, I suppose, but it's a very different process.
Uh-huh. Now, you're a mother of three children. Have any of your children gone into entertainment?
None of them, no. I think they were around me quite a lot when they were small and saw that it was very hard work. You know, they saw the other side of show business and decided it wasn't for them. But they, you know, they're lovely and they're great human beings, and that's what matters. I have my eldest daughter, she's a mother, which makes me a grandmother, of two amazing children. She lives in New York. And the other daughter, she hasn't had children. She's an artist and a yoga professor.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Paris. And our son is a golf. He's a golfer. He plays golf and sells golf equipment, and he plays in tournaments. And but he could have been a musician. He has amazing ears. And he gave me advice recently. He's found a song that he wants me to do. So, you know, they understand the business. Let's put it that way. They understand my work, which is a help because I live a pretty weird life.
You're very international. You've all these languages we've been talking about. You've got children all over the world, and you live in Geneva. Is that correct?
That's right, in Switzerland.
In Switzerland. That would be a big contrast to Australia.
Everything's a contrast to Australia. I mean, you know, Australia is totally unique.
Yeah.
And that's why I love it so much.
Yeah, we still have people come out from Europe and the UK and expect to find kangaroos bounding down the main street.
Oh, yes, I'm very disappointed not to see it.
Well, there's plenty around Albany I can show you. Okay. And the locals don't like them very much. If you hit them with a car, it's a couple of $1,000 worth of damage.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yes, they haven't got good road sense, I can tell you. Well, look, thank you, Petula. We've run out of time.
Okay.
Because we got held up and with problems over your way. But thank you very much. We're all looking forward to seeing you down here on the 1st of April and in our brand new Albany Entertainment Centre. I think you'll appreciate it. Everyone seems to say it's a very good venue. And we wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you in Albany.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.